Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 这周呢，我们来讨论一些跟动物有关的 idioms.
That's right, and this week we're focusing on words that have to do with horses or horse-like creatures. So for example, as stubborn as a mule. And so mules are supposed to be very stubborn, so if you are as stubborn as a mule, you are very stubborn. And then there is beat a dead horse. This is actually one of my favorite because it's very descriptive, actually. And so basically it means to continue arguing or continue fighting over something when it has already been settled.
马是人类最早驯养的动物之一，所以英语里也有很多跟马相关的习语。最简单，比如说 as stubborn as a mule， 中国人会说它像驴一样倔，而英国人就说呢，它像骡子一样的固执。And beat a dead horse 就有点像是穷追不舍。
Chomp at the bit, again, one of my favorites because it is so descriptive, and so chomp means to like bite very hard on something. And then the bit is actually the thing that goes inside of a horse's mouth that's helped to direct it for the rider to direct where it's going. And so chomp at the bit is what a horse does when it's excited about something. And that's exactly what chomp at the bit means. It means that you are anxious, you are excited, you cannot wait to do something. You are chomping at the bit.
Chomp 是嚼， bit 就是马嚼子。当马比较激动的时候，主人就会勒住马嚼子，所以 chomp at the bit 就是非常激动不安、跃跃欲试的意思。
Then there is the dog and pony show. Not so much about a horse, but you know, about a pony is a type of horse. But a dog and pony show is something that you disapprove of because you think it's only there to impress you.
Pony 是小马的意思， dog and pony show 一般是动物园或者马戏团用来哄小孩子的。所以 dog and pony show 可以指一样东西没有实际的价值，只是看上去华而不实而已。
And then there is the high horse. You can get off your high horse. You say, you really need to get off your high horse, meaning that you need to stop being so arrogant. And then you can also say someone is getting on their high horse, which means they are becoming arrogant or they are behaving very arrogant or rude.
当有人骑上很高的马的时候，他们通常是高高在上，不搭理别人。Get off one's high horse 就是说不要装腔作势了。
Yeah, and then of course there is hold one's horses, or as my grandmother used to say, hold your water, referring to women and their, you know, before they give birth. But hold your horses, hold your water, it's the same thing. Just wait, just be patient.
Hold one's horses, 先别着急，别忙，等等。
And then there is look a gift horse in the mouth. And so to look a gift horse in the mouth means that someone gives you a present and you start complaining about it.
有人给了你一匹马，但是你还要仔细检查这匹马的牙口，看看它是不是一匹好马。所以 look a gift horse in the mouth 就是说拿到了礼物还要抱怨礼物不够好。
And then you can put someone or something out to pasture. So basically just means that you retire something or someone, you don't actually use it any longer. So for example, a horse that is too old, you can't ride it anymore. You would put it out to pasture and just let it eat grass.
So you can put a car to pasture?
You can put out a car to pasture. You can put a person out to pasture. You can put a hammer out to pasture if you really like.
让什么人或者什么东西退休。
And then straight from the horse's mouth. So directly from the person who said something. And so, for example, I heard from the horse's mouth that Xiaohua is quitting tomorrow, right? Which means I heard Xiaohua told me that she is quitting tomorrow.
Okay.
But you're not, right?
No. Okay. Of course not. 所以当你 hear something straight from the horse's mouth, 的意思就是你是直接从某人处听说的这个消息。
And then there is put the cart before the horse. Usually the horse should be before the cart. And so if you put the cart before the horse, that means you're doing things in the wrong order. And then last but not least, it's kind of along a similar lines. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. And so sometimes people will just say, oh, you know, you can lead a horse to water, what they imply, but you can't make it drink. And so you can give someone the opportunity, but it's their responsibility. It's up to them to take advantage of it.
Put the cart before the horse, 其实就是本末倒置的意思。那这里是车和马的方向搞反了，也就是说做事情的顺序完全不对。And lead a horse to water. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. 这有一点像是师傅领进门，修行在个人的意思。也有点像强按牛头不喝水。So that's what it means.如果想要知道更多关于马的英文习语，可以关注我们的官方微信账号 EZFM Roundtable. We'll put more things out there. And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.